Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
The balls. I have the balls.
That song we've just opened the Yogpod with, that you heard with your ears right now, is the song by
Alex
and
Arnoldson.
And then you say who it is.
Yeah.
Alex Arnoldson.
And his friend Axel.
And his friend Axel.
Axel Dieberg. They've got amazing names. They're going to be famous. Because that is brilliant. Isn't that brilliant? They have some real talent there, don't you think?
They do. They certainly do.
And the lyrics...
God knows.
The lyrics are fantastic. Shall I go through them, just so you can, like, know what they are?
So I can sing along to it.
Yeah. With a bag of crisps, I lay in bed with a pair of phones strapped to my head. Testing a beta is all it takes, and soon I'll have the munchies for some Jaffa cakes.
Headphones.
If I mentioned Tina Barrett was my wife, I'd probably have to run for my life. Simon and Lewis are good and true, so just stay tuned for an hour or two.
There's an awful lot of artistic license going on. But that's fine.
That's beautiful. That's your poetry, man. I believe that, like, song lyrics are more poetic than these fancy-ass perverts. Not perverts. Like, pretentious bastards.
What? Pervert?
No, that's the wrong word. I'm not very poetic.
You're very opinionated about poets, aren't you?
I don't like poets. But I think this is poetry, man. This is good. And the lyrics...
You don't like poets, but you like poetry.
No, I like this song lyrics that don't really mean anything necessarily.
Right. I thought there was an awful lot of meaning in that. Very lot of depth.
Well, I suppose there is, but it's not as important as the sound it makes, you know? Stuff doesn't have to make sense to sound good in your ears, does it? You know?
Yeah, fuck knows, the Yogpod's like that.
Hello, and welcome to TTTN.
I had fish fingers last night, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. Microwave fish fingers, mind.
I thought fish fingers were usually, like, frozen.
Yeah, they were, but they're, like, special. They're fairly expensive, but I guess normal fish fingers are pretty expensive anyway. It's, like, £4 for £1, these microwave ones. And you just... pop them in the microwave from frozen and they magically cook somehow. I mean, the technology. You know, they say that, you know, nuts say, rather, that there was the Roswell crash in New Mexico and...
Oh, yeah.
We stole alien technology, such as, like, you know, radar and microwaves and stuff. I would go even as far as to say that we stole the technology to freeze fish fingers so that they're able to be edible after being cooked in the microwave.
I know. It's cryogenics level crazy, isn't it? I mean, the thing is, radar and microwaves, it's complicated stuff, man. I don't even know how some of that stuff works. So maybe we did see it from aliens. Do you believe in...
Relieved that you don't know how radar and microwaves work, because otherwise I would strongly suspect that you were an alien.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have suspected that you're an alien, because you're quite unusual, what? Simon. You've got quite a different way of thinking. You're just a bit odd.
What does that mean?
In a good way. You're unique.
That doesn't really sound complimentary.
Don't worry, it is. Trust me. It's fine. So, okay. Letters from the Yognauts. There's quite a lot here.
Shall I do the jingle?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that would be appropriate.
Letters from the Yognauts.
What do you made of that?
That was beautiful. These stretch back a little way because we haven't done any podcasts for a while.
So, November 2008, we have a letter from Jeremy. saying, why do you never respond to my correspondence? Sorry, Jeremy.
Okay. This is from Anton. He says, hello, Lewis and Simon. This is just a follow-up to an email I sent you earlier. Which we obviously just
didn't. Oh, fuck, see? I told you.
I was sitting in my room one night listening to the D&D York pod whilst playing WoW. It was right at the part where Simon, or Yozpoz, calls the Irish, Welsh, Scottish sounding man a c**t. I was laughing my ass off when my mum came into my room to ask me something. She heard the voices talking and me giggling and said, I'll just leave you to talk to your friends for a bit. Thanks to the Yogpod, my mum now thinks I have friends. Many thanks. Best regards, Anton.
Wow. So does he have no friends?
Assume not.
Oh, Anton.
Don't worry, we're your friend, Anton.
What? I won't go that far. Are we friends on Facebook, Anton? If we are, then we are friends. We're real life friends. That's what it means. If you're Facebook friends, that means you're real friends.
This is from Jim Fredericks. There's a lot of misspellings in this.
Oh god. Is he a bit of a fuckwit? I was trying to think of an epithet, something that wasn't quite so
offensive.
Rude.
No.
I just went with fuckwit. Sorry.
Dear Lewis, I send this email with the promise of a real-life Yogmobile. This will be a manually controlled vehicle that I will design with my friends and engineers. I can't promise you when this will be done, but it should be a maximum of 2 months. I plan to have video in action and pictures of design while it lies out of use. I'm looking forward to making it. I hope you're looking forward to seeing it. Much love from Brand.
I feel a bit guilty for calling him a fuckwit now, if he's going to this effort.
He does sound like he's gonna put a lot of work into it. And I am looking forward to it. So, Brandon.
Godspeed, gentle Yognaut sire. Okay. / salute. You have the balls.
You do.
Jaffa Cakes, Tina Barrett, lol!
This is a really, really long story about someone's written, okay?
About someone's written.
Yeah. Sorry, he's called Stephen, and it's a massive wall of text. Stephen. But I did actually read through this earlier. He's drawn a little picture as well to go along with the story. Do you think I should show you the picture first of all?
Illustrate.
I think I'll show you the picture first. Then you can describe what's in the picture.
Well, how are any of the listeners going to see the
picture? We'll put it on somewhere, right, okay. But you can describe it.
Okay, on the internet somewhere.
Okay, so there you go, there's a picture.
That's a bit strange. What the hell? Why does my head look so very weird? I mean, it's pretty weird anyway, but it looks even worse.
Just describe the picture.
Okay, well, it's a terrible MS Paint level Photoshop manipulation of photographs. Over on the left, we have Hannah, and her face looks very odd. She looks like she's unhappy. It's almost as though they took her mouth and put it upside down.
Yeah.
They've drawn in a fake arm of her sort of face palming.
Yeah.
And she's got, like, false legs and false drawn-in red high heels, I think.
I don't know why they needed to do that, by the way. Because obviously the point is that you could just cut the picture up a little bit. You don't need to have that bottom bit on there. They've just seemed to have felt that there's this extra bit of space in the picture.
They just thought it was nice to do.
So they should artistically redraw in the legs. Yeah, it's odd.
And they've done the same thing to me. As they've done to Hannah. It's me bending over. A very unflattering photograph at the best, anyway. And they
sort of make my
head look very odd-shaped. And again, you know, my body is cut off at the knees and they've drawn these very stubby calves onto my legs and purple shoes.
It's not very flattering.
It's awful. No, and me and Hannah are in some sort of yellowy room with bright blue flooring, and a door's just opened up, and in has popped Warwick Davis with his actual face from a photograph with a very, very tiny body drawn in using MS Paint. But the thing is that really confuses me about this photo, well, this picture, is what is that between me and Hannah? There's like a sort of door cage thing with something blue and red inside. I'm not sure what that's supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know whether that actually has anything to do with anything. Okay, well,
it's quite confusing.
This is a story.
Okay,
that
the story was
written
explain
to me by
all,
Yognor, and it's very, it's very long, and apparently it's true. Okay, so today this Yognor, he was sat down having dinner with his family, and his dad started to tell a story that had happened to one of his pals at work. Okay.
Okay.
His pal has a son who is
Warwick Davis.
He's retarded. No.
Oh God, retarded.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh Jesus. Okay.
And she had to go into work early one day.
No. Sorry.
Sorry. So the son that's retarded, this kid had to be left alone one day because he had to go to work early.
Oh God.
And so they called the babysitter. The babysitter said, "Oh, I can't get there immediately, but I'll be around in about 20 minutes. So the kid will have to be on his own for about 10 minutes." Okay, is that okay? So they were like, okay, that'll be fine.
Why did they have to go again? Why did the parents have to leave?
They had to go to work early. There was only one parent there at the time.
It was so urgent that they had to leave their retarded kid alone for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it's only 10 minutes, I guess. It's
It's fine. So when the babysitter got there,
the house had
the
burned
kid
down.
Was really excited. Oh. No, the kid was really excited.
Yeah, okay.
And
of course he is.
And the babysitter asked, why are you so excited? And the kid said that his mum had bought him a troll, a real-life troll, to play with.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
I've got this terrible feeling that I vaguely know where this might be going. Okay, a real-life troll...
Yeah, to play with.
Okay.
And so the babysitter was a bit confused, but she thought, okay, that, you know, it's a bit of a retarded
child. It's understandable, because like a troll, it's like a mythical creature. I mean, I would be confused if I was the babysitter and not as quick-witted as I am.
So a little while later, they're obviously playing around downstairs, you know, doing stuff. And the babysitter hears this knock-knock sound from upstairs and sort of a muffled voice. And so she was like, "Oh my God, that's a bit weird." And she asked the kid, "Do you know what it is?"
And
the kid says, "It's the troll. It's my troll.
Of course it is.
Yeah, yeah,
of course, the troll. What else would it be? It's the troll."
So she went upstairs. And she heard this knocking and this noise, and she was a bit scared. So she called, his mother.
Not
and
the police
asked if
or
she
anything.
Knew anything.
I mean,
about
a strange person is in the house that might actually.
Well, no,
be
she
a
didn't
troll.
Know what it was. She thought it might be some sort of noisy toy, but she was a bit sort of nervous about going upstairs and investigating.
Okay.
So she called the mother.
Calls the mother, says, you know, "Oh, is there someone else in the house? What's going on?" Did she ask
And the mother says, no, I don't know what's going
goodness.
On. I'll come home immediately.
Ooh.
So she came home.
Oh, hang on, what? So she's willing to leave her retarded kid alone for 10 minutes. You know, it's urgent that she leaves for work 10 minutes earlier. But when it comes to maybe a burglar being in the house, she's like a fucking shot out of work.
Yeah. So she gets straight back home. And obviously, So the mother comes home, okay, and she goes upstairs with the babysitter and looks inside the kid's room.
And there's a
which
troll
obviously
there.
Has a lock on the door.
Right,
and
okay.
There's a dwarf there.
What?
In the kid's room. And he's wearing a suit. He's very
smart
dressed.
Not a troll, a dwarf. They're quite different creatures.
Yeah, a dwarf. Yeah. And the dwarf explains that he was a
Follow me!
Worker.
He says.
Warwick Davis. The dwarf explains that he was a census worker and he came to the house in the 5 or 10 minutes that the kid was on his own. And the kid sort of, you know, he said, "Are your parents there?" And the kid said, "Oh, come in." And he locked him in his room.
So the kid
and
locked
ever since then,
this strange man in his bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
And so the dwarf actually had been calling the police ever since he'd been locked in the room.
He was on the phone to him.
And the police turned up about 5 minutes after the mother turned up.
So he was like, I've been abducted by this kid. He thinks I'm a fucking troll.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Poor man.
So there you go. I'm not entirely sure why I'm emailing you this. It might just be a combination of midgets and retards that made me think of your Yogpod.
That's a brilliant story. It's a brilliant story.
It's a good story, isn't it?
It's very entertaining.
Thank you, Stephen, for
that.
Thank
you, Stephen. What's his surname?
It doesn't say.
Thank you, Stephen, doesn't say.
That's okay
for that.
Yeah.
That's good. It's a good story. Cheers. If you have any other good stories, please email us at yogscast@gmail.com. That's just for Stephen, no one else, obviously. So I don't think anyone can ever top that. So,
that's
anything else,
story.
Stephen? Just
I don't know. If you think you can, you know, send it through.
If you think you can, you're clearly fucking deranged. Because that is the best story. That is the greatest story ever told. They're going to have to rename that movie about the Bible. Because it clearly isn't the greatest story ever told anymore.
So I'm just reading the next one through. This is from a guy called Victor Nobel, who's got the same name as like the Nobel Prize. So maybe he's like related.
The Nobel Prize is called Victor, is it?
Tomorrow morning, I'm going on a plane trip to America from the Netherlands, which is around 9 hours.
Oh, God.
I sat at my computer thinking, what the heck should I do on the flight? Then I remember the Yogpod. Hours of pure bliss on my iPod. Yay! Keep it up, guys. From Victor.
9 hours.
I haven't heard anything else from him since June 16th.
He's probably dead now. He's probably dead. Oh, God.
Yeah,
we're going to have to contact his parents and like explain, you know, what happened to him. He OD'd on Yogpod.
Poor Victor. Well, if you are all right, Victor, do let us know.
We're worried about you, man. We haven't heard from you in how long has it been? When did he actually email?
June 15th, June 16th.
Oh, God, it's been a very long time. He probably is dead. Just move on, Lewis. Just move on.
Okay.
You need to find another Victor.
Stefan Kapskinski writes in. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't read your name right there, but don't worry. He says, as I was watching some of your beta footage, I noticed that I was surprised to find that Simon suffers similar microphone woes as me. All of my internet friends make fun of my terrible microphone errors, and I felt the need to email the Yogpod so I could let Simon know that he is not alone.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That'll keep me company on those long, dark nights. I'm not alone, because some man on the internet I've never met is also having microphone problems.
Okay, makes you feel better. This guy writes in Captain Conundrum. Hello, Simon. I was recently listening to your podcast where you had brought in Brian Blessed as a guest star. I know, as I was listening, that Simon posed the question of what Brian is most famous for. Not knowing the answer, but seeing how it didn't really matter, I went on with my day. However, that night, my friend, who was a bit of an old movie lover, decided that we would watch the 1980s movie Flash Gordon. As the movie was going through, it came to a point...
Gordon's alive!
It came to a part where a character named Voltan appears with the wings of a hawk and loud booming voice. Instantly, it came to me that this this actor...
Yeah, I have seen Flash Gordon.
This actor was none other than Brian Blessed. I started to crack up laughing seeing who it was, and my friend was staring at me like, what the hell are you doing? This is a really famous film and you're ruining it. I hope this answers Simon's question.
Yeah, I mean...
There we are.
Oh, God. It's such a good movie, Flash Gordon. It's absolutely amazing. Highly recommended by me. And not just because Brian Blessed's in it.
Yeah, you should check it out, guys, if you haven't.
It's got loads of famous people in it, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right,
it's well, got, thank you.
Yeah, it's got, see, this is the thing, it's like thinking of their names. Peter Duncan, who used to be a Blue Peter presenter,
okay,
is in it.
Right.
Timothy Dalton's in it, who was James Bond.
Wow.
The Welsh James Bond.
I don't think that's how he's popularly known. The Welsh James Bond.
Yeah. Yeah, the Welsh James Bond.
He was a good James Bond. He was alright.
Richard O'Brien is in it. Famous for Rocky Horror Picture Show. There's all these stars. This veritable galaxy of stars, one might describe them.
Okay. Alex Dickin writes in. The subject of his email is funny Yogpod story. That's what you want to have in the subject line. Okay,
yeah.
So I was travelling from my aunt and uncle's house about 2 hours away from my house. We were driving at night, and my mom got pulled over by a cop. Right, so he's obviously in America.
Yeah.
The cops wasn't...
It's amazing that you picked that up. That's quite insightful.
The cops wasn't that old, maybe in his late 20s. Okay, at the time, I had my iPod on, and was oblivious to the fact that we were even pulled over. I was listening to the Brian Blessed episode, and cracked up as Simon began yelling "scrambled" very loudly. The police cool. officer glanced at my iPod, turned to me, and said, "I am Dave!" Exclamation mark Yognaut. We both laughed, and
no,
my mom
didn't.
Was like, "What the fuck?" In the end, the police officer let us off with a warning.
I'm like, what the fuck? So basically, because the police officer was a Yognaut,
yeah,
he got away with whatever it was his mother got stopped for.
Yeah.
It's probably like a body in the boot or something. It's his dad. Dad is in the boot.
Whoa. Anyway, thank you, Alex. That's good.
Cheers, Alex.
Liam Gilchrist writes in, help...
Oh, I know him.
Help, Simon. How do I stop eating Jaffa Cakes?
You need to wean yourself off of them gently. Maybe have a substitute. I mean, I was quite successful for a while by... instead of eating Jaffa Cakes, I would eat frozen raspberries when it was particularly hot. It sort of suited the weather. So you definitely need some form of substitute so that you just don't... go without anything, because I think everyone needs a little treat now and again.
I agree. I'm just looking through this other email which we had from a lady named Louise Purdy. She's nice.
You've
heard of Louise Purdy?
Yeah, you said you fancy her. You looked at her picture on the Facebook and you were like, oh god, she's really hot, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm going to have to cut this now. Hannah's not going to be pleased.
No, don't. Oh shit, yeah. I keep forgetting you have a girlfriend.
Dear Simon and Lewis, I'm Louise Purdy, a Brit-born dedicated Yognaut living in the land of Oz.
Oh.
With great news. All caps. Jaffa Cakes have reached the shores of Australia.
Oh my god, our Facebook group worked.
After searching for at least a year... through three cities with minimal progress, besides finding the odd out-of-date tube and substitute branded Jaffas, I have finally found a source for the McVitie's Jaffa Cakes. I squealed with excitement upon my first sight of the glorious 12-pack and had to resist eating them as soon as I touched the packet. I bought 3 boxes.
It's like me every time I buy a pack. I squeal, and then I have to stop myself from scoffing all of them.
I bought 3 boxes, calculating $24. I don't know how many Australian dollars a pound.
Jesus!
So $8
that
a box.
A lot.
$8 a box. Oh my goodness. I gathered them up and ate them with my brother Joseph. They were delicious. A bit stale, to be honest, but neither of us gave a crap.
Oh my goodness.
So if any Yognauts want to find out where to buy Jaffa Cakes in Australia, you can add Louise Purdy to your Facebook.
Eight Australian dollars is about £4.50.
Wow.
So that's per
so
pack.
How much is that per Jaffa?
4.5
like
pounds.
40p a Jaffa. 40p.
Jesus H. Christ on a
35p
bike.
35p a Jaffa. That's not too bad.
Well, it is.
Oh, a lovely Jaffa.
Oh, a lovely Jaffa.
Lovely Jaffa. Okay. Someone... No, not reading that one. Duncan Chubb.
It's a nice name.
Has written in. He says, the other day I decided to buy Zelda Wind Waker off of eBay since I love Zelda but hadn't got around to playing it yet. When it arrived, I immediately started playing it. After an hour of playing it, I came across the God of the Winds, who was a frog, and he said that his name was Zephos. I thought to myself, this can't be true, since there is only one real Zephos, and he makes podcasts. Then it struck me, could Lewis be leading a secret double life where he is also the wind god of Zelda and a frog in his spare time? I thought you might be able to confirm my suspicions. Here is a picture that I took with my iPhone.
Is it true?
P.S. I also have enclosed a picture of a preserved cat that we keep at work. I work in a history centre.
I'm sorry?
I thought you might be interested.
A preserved cat?
So there is a picture...
What the fuck?
...of a dead cat.
Mm, lovely.
Oh my god. It's labelled dead cat.
Deadcat.jp.
Thank you, Duncan Chubb.
Yeah, you fucking weirdo. Jesus.
It's weird.
So he's got... What the fuck? That is really weird, isn't it?
That's okay. That's fine, though.
Does it have a name, this cat? Does it?
Yeah, it's called Dead Cat. It's got like a...
Dead Cat.
It's got like...
his name.
You know those things that you see tied around the toes of like dead people? They're like the body tag thing. It's got one of those tied around its paw.
Oh, God. And it has Dead Cat written on it, does it?
Yeah.
Its name.
As if it's like...
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, there we are. That's nice. It's all like...
Well, not really.
It's all like desiccated.
That was nice. Oh, God.
What the hell? I want to hear more about your work, Duncan Chubb. But probably don't, yeah.
Freeze-dried cat.
Freeze-dried. Like those strawberries you get in certain kinds of cereal.
Ooh.
Delicious.
Well, I've never eaten that cereal ever again. Thanks for ruining that for me. Jesus. Desiccated cat. See, normally, the only context you hear the word desiccated, I'm sure I've said this before, is mummies or coconut. It's never any other context, is it? Desiccated mummy or desiccated coconut. Never anything else.
No.
Very odd.
Okay. This is from Brian Nickel.
Oh.
Ahoy, greetings from Edinburgh. Today I was stuck on the bus in traffic due to all the tram fail going on in the city. I got on my phone, threw on the latest Yob Pod, blah 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 blah.
Oh, thanks.
After
Sounds
a while,
like he enjoyed it.
After a while, I burst into laughter and everyone turned to look at me, but I quickly recovered myself, almost as if nothing had happened. So, I mean, this is like... this is like a pretty common thing, isn't it? That people listen to the Yog Pod on public transport and let us know how they've embarrassed themselves by laughing. Now, have you ever done that? Have you ever like done anything like that?
Me personally, I tend to listen to most of my podcasts and stuff whilst just sat in front of the computer, whilst like doing other shit.
I remember time I did it on a plane because I was listening to. I can't remember what I was listening to. I was listening to... when you're sitting on a plane, you know you sometimes have a little TV or you have a little radio thing in your seat arm. I don't know if you've ever been on a plane, but you have like an armrest and it's got a radio built into it and you like plug your headphones in there.
Oh my God,
and you can
sounds amazing.
Listen to stuff. You obviously have to pay about £7 for headphones if you buy them on the plane, but usually you can just bring your own and use them. So anyway, I plugged my headphones in, and there's like a little selection of radio stations you can listen to, and they're all kind of like hospital radio, in that they are pre-recorded radio shows by terrible people.
Oh.
So it's like a two-hour radio show. It's a bit like a podcast, I guess, with like Joe Wiley or some Radio 1 noob or some low-ranking...
Steve Lamack,
some terrible DJ. Anyway, there was sort of a comedy radio bit. and it was like playing old stuff by like George Carlin and stuff like this. And obviously George Carlin, I'm a big fan of him. And I think I'd obviously been listening to it for a while, and I'd like, you know, because to get like giggly, you have to have a quite good build up of comedy stuff. You know, you can't just launch into laughing out loud on the bus, like off nothing. You know? It has to like build up.
So it's like there's like a few smirks, then you know, a bit of inane grinning, a slight chuckle or two.
Yeah.
And then something will just catch you completely unawares and you'll just start bursting into laughter.
Yeah. And I think it happened when I was listening to I think it like changed over and it was Eddie Izzard and he was making some jokes about Star Trek and stuff, and it was actually very funny. And it was sort of my sort of humour.
Star Trek jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
I'm such a nerd.
And I remember laughing, like, really embarrassingly in the middle of this plane. And normally planes are like...
Like a drain.
Planes are annoyingly noisy, though, you know, with a lot of background noise. So
Did you bray like a donkey?
Yeah.
Like that. That's the worst laugh.
That's how I normally laugh, yeah, when I'm in public transport. The people around me were just like really offended, as if I'd like slapped them in the face. Yeah. And the baby started crying. It was just a disaster. Anyway,
because at the time the in-flight movie was like that Holocaust movie. What was it called?
The one with Hitler.
Steven Spielberg one. No, not Downfall.
Sorry, the one with Hitler. Downfall, that's what I was thinking of. Obviously a Holocaust movie without Hitler in it.
Not that.
No.
It'd be like a yog pod without you or I, Lewis. Basically, the yog pod is like the Holocaust. That's what I'm saying here. What's it fucking called? Schindler's List, that's it. Schindler's List was the in-flight movie, and you just start laughing like a drain. It's like a really harrowing moment in which, like, some Jewish woman gets raped or something.
Oh, God!
You're a monster. It's a harrowing rape scene.
I don't think anyone else listens to the radio, though, so they all would have known.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So this guy's still on the bus. He's been listening to the yog pod. And the thing is, if you start losing control, it starts becoming even more difficult to control, doesn't it? It's like if you get the keels at a funeral. It's that whole thing that, you know, it's just, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't come back from that once you've started. So anyway, after trying to cover my mouth from laughing, the girl sitting in front of me gave me a rather strange look and I began to lose it. 10 to 15 minutes later, I've done my best to control myself, but some random person in the yog pod starts saying yog pod backwards, and after I've just taken a drink from my bottle of water, I manage to spray it all over the girl sitting in front of me.
No! Oh, dear.
Everyone turned at me, and I apologised profusely. And thought, oh, shit, I've made a total tit of myself.
Well, you did.
So this was a long bus ride, and it had another 40 minutes to go.
Man.
The yog pod was coming towards the end, and as I was turning it off, some old lady next to me, who was getting off the bus, was really slow, and I was stuck behind her. This is when Kenny Baker starts trying to tell me he was the dwarf inside R2-D2, and I burst into laughter again, and the old lady turned around to see what I was laughing at. This was where I was somewhat out of order, because she turned to face me, and instantly when I saw her face, I laughed even harder.
No!
Really got off the bus.
Oh no, that's bad. That's really bad.
Oh dear.
That poor old lady.
So he insulted an old lady and spat water all over a girl.
I mean, the old lady might have had a really weird face, though. And, you know, you can't really blame him if that was the case.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I'm an old man, and I've fallen over. I can't get up, but it's all right. because I've got me iPod and I'm listening to the Yog Pod. Oh, me back. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That was pretty funny.
That was very funny. Okay, there's two big things that have been done this week. One of them is this guy who called Timothy Stein, who has made a compilation of all the times we have said, the thing is, and I think it's probably mostly me actually saying, the thing is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that's playable. Would you like to listen to it?
I would love to. I'd love to listen to it. I can't really say that I notice you saying that all the time. I'm guessing you must do. This guy has, like, you know, you saying it a million times or whatever.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to play it in 3, 2, 1, play. Thing is, Sips only gave me his phone number because I was supposed to, like, to use it to, like, text him if there were problems with the website or something. It's like an emergency number.
It's like, do not ever call me, just text me.
Yeah. And it,
don't
it took,
call.
It took a lot of effort to get his number.
The thing is, right, it's called swine flu.
Oh, God, I say
so
it.
So you would think, okay, someone was working with pigs, the pigs were a bit ill, the flu virus jumped from the pig to the person, and he started infecting other people. But that's not actually what happened at all.
The thing is, most of our listeners don't listen to this. Like,
thing is,
as soon as it's downloaded anyway. Oh, fuck off, Yoey.
This isn't going very well,
Yoey.
Is it? The thing is, Dave is Lord of Devon, and he has changed the name of Devon by Depol to Devon.
The thing is, though, he'd use his other hand. He'd go and collect that dead hand, and it would be like,
oh no!
And what's that called when you use the dead? When you like sleep on your arm?
Oh no!
You...
Don't.
Dead
what's
arm.
That called? No, what's it called when you?
It's called a stranger.
Oh no!
You know,
long.
I don't think it's called a stranger.
Well, there is something called dead arm.
It's got a name though.
Ugh, that poor leper.
Thing is, though, how does it work if you're? I haven't seen the Sixth Sense for a while, but how could I be talking to you? Would it be in my mind?
I'm dead too.
Oh, right.
The thing is, back in, you know, back in like the 80s, the early 90s...
Fucking hell, we say thing is a lot, don't we?
The George Michael, they weren't gay. They were just, they were normal.
This is insane.
They were married, you know, they were fine, upstanding members of the community. And then all these horrible rumours surfaced. And it turns out that, yes, they were all gay, and housewives across the country cried.
The thing is, they're sort of these elusive creatures who probably...
You've never
up
seen
at, like,
a milkman.
4 o'clock in the morning, and then they're done by, like, you know, half past
thing
7.
Is,
they
thing
go,
is.
Go
it's a
sleep.
Good job. It's a good job to have.
I've never
it's
met
honest
a milkman.
Work.
Like, I've never met someone who works as a milkman.
Well, maybe one of our listeners is a milkman, or wants to be a milkman when he grows up. The thing is, we confuse David Tennant with the fictional character of Doctor Who. This
yeah,
is the big problem.
We do very easily, whereas everyone else, we sort of don't.
The thing is, he's already started working on Girl A, and he's slowly getting there. And if he just stops things with Girl A, and he switches to Girl 2, then things could... I mean, if he doesn't really know Girl 2 that well, then it could take an awful lot of work to even get where he is right now with Girl Alpha. The thing is,
oh,
you'll
no!
end up putting like a pound
oh,
worth
terrible.
Of pieces into it, and when it knocks off some from the
thing
edge,
is.
You might get say 20p
the
back.
Music's beautiful.
I mean, I don't really understand why people are so excited about it because
the thing is, this
small
music
change.
Is fucking.
I know.
It's money
I mean.
That I don't even carry around.
Exactly.
I don't carry around 2p pieces.
No.
What's the fucking point?
The thing
Romano.
Is, I've known this to go both
Hannah
ways.
Hannah says it!
You go both
Hannah
ways?
Hannah says it!
No,
there
I have
go.
Known
heard
this
it here
situation
first,
to go both ways.
Thing is, I mean, I'm quite a quite a big guy, let's be honest. So when I dress up as someone, I'm dressed up as a fat version of them.
Oh! Oh, awful. Oh my God!
That's
we're terrible,
amazing.
Aren't we?
That is
we're
amazing.
Terrible.
That is so amazing. I don't think it's a bad thing to say. I don't think that phrase is necessarily bad, though, do you?
Well,
also,
thing is,
like,
I think it comes across quite badly.
Episodes. I mean, that...
quite repetitive.
You think so? It does when it's joined together that.
Over the course of, like, a year and a bit, I guess it's not so bad. Or however long it's been.
Yeah. It's not too bad. We say other things we oversay.
Oh, God. I don't want to know. If anyone notices things that it seems like we're repeating too much... Oh, God, that was terrible. Was that even a fucking sentence?
Yeah, it was. That made sense. Don't let us know. No, let us know. Do let us know.
Yeah.
Don't let us know.
Let us know, but only if you have really nice background music accompanying a montage MP3 type thing.
Superb.
Thank you.
I'm an old man, and I've fallen over. I can't get up, but it's all right, because I've got me iPod, and I'm listening to the Yog Pod. Oh, me back. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Did you see the challenge responses from last week? It was to build a plane. Do you remember that?
It was a long time ago.
That was ages ago.
Yeah, but it was really
impressive.
The
thing is, people like get the challenges done really quick.
The idea I had was that people gave us awards. Like, they made a website saying that the YogPod and YogsCast have won a prestigious award.
Okay.
We're going to be made Knights of the Realm.
Yeah, okay. You know, so if you like either want to mock up a certificate or a badge or a...
A badge!
I meant a medal. I didn't mean a
like
badge.
Like a Cub Scout sort of badge.
That you'd sew on your arm. God, I'd love one of those, actually.
It would show that you're a Yognaut. Sort of like a Blue Peter badge. We should do our own version of the Blue Peter badge. It's a Jaffa cake. That's it. It's just a Jaffa cake.
Jaffa cake, bet.
Just held onto your lapel.
Oh.
With a,
what, a real
a paper
Jaffa
clip.
Cake. Just pinned on.
You, like, staple a real Jaffa cake.
To your clothing.
To your chest.
Or your blazer lapel. I don't know.
To your bare chest.
You know, badges. I like the idea of a badge. Design a badge or medal or some sort of award for the Yog Pod. We want awards, damn it.
Yes, that'd be great.
So, I mean, did you see the planes, man? Did you see the best? I think the winner is definitely that guy who built the massive plane in his back garden from like a wheelbarrow and stuff.
Yeah, he didn't actually understand the challenge.
It was absolutely.
I said, "Have you actually paid attention to what they want?" No, let's do it. Let's build a plane.
It was so good.
It was amazing.
The best one. And thank you for everyone else who sent them in. We did look at them all and loved them all and
thanks,
everything.
Everyone.
We love you. Thank you. Executive producer this week, do we have one? Have you checked?
I'm just going to go on the internet right now and check.
Okay.
So the date of the last podcast was June.
I know.
June.
I know.
My God.
Well, we've been making videos, and we're going to continue making videos, so the podcast might slow down a bit, but it depends. If we find ourselves talking a lot of crap, we might try and set aside a little bit of time to record a podcast every so often and be a bit better. Sorry, guys, we have been a bit lazy recently, but we're not stopping by any means.
I'm sorry.
By any means.
It's going to be Carlos Larios.
Is it?
Executive producer.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really? But he's already executive producer.
Well, he's even more executive producer. He's an executive producer of production.
Who else have we got to thank for how much did he donate to win executive producer this time?
It was just under $15 Canadian, and that was enough. We have to thank there's only been 3 donations in all that time. Can you believe it?
It's terrible.
After the June podcast, we received 3 donations in like 2 months. Thanks, guys. Brilliant. We had to pay $140 for hosting. So just bear that in mind.
That's for a year, though.
No, it's daily. It's daily.
The traffic that we get through yogscast.com is extremely expensive to make.
It's unbelievable.
Additionally, we had to pay. What do we have to pay? We have to pay the upkeep on the podcast hosting. We have to pay the
wear and tear on microphones.
Oh God, we've lost so much money on microphones. You're like recording on your fourth one this month or something. You just destroy them. Oh goodness me!
I buy Asda Smart Price microphones.
Oh fuck! Okay. Thanks
have
for
to
listening.
Thank Jack Franklin and Katie Capps. Thank you, Jack Franklin and Katie Capps.
They're the other people who donated. Okay,
thanks,
guys.
Fiver each. Cheers. Thank you. Love you.
Love you, yes. And we will see you in the future. Goodbye. I love you.
Goodbye.